It is the man who is naturally blind who shows all the other people present at Jericho the power that can flow from Jesus. And that power essentially lies in the fact that our Lord is merciful. And the essence of mercy is to do something in which another benefits, while the one doing the work does not benefit by it at all. And so our Lord's mercy is based on the fact that what He did for us, and that we are the benefactors of His sacrifice for us at Calvary. And so this blind man came to recognize Jesus Christ as the merciful God, and so he was rewarded with that most extraordinary of all gifts, freely given by God, which none of us can truly merit, and that is the gift of faith by which we come to know, love, and serve God in this life in order to gain that happiness with Him in the life to come. And if our Lord requires only one thing from those who have accepted His mercy, it is that thing that He said to all those who came to Him and received His mercy: go and sin no more. But really, this is no requirement, this is a benefit, for we see that in the mercy of God we truly have the power to sin no more. And so let us constantly beseech her who this man came to recognize, either explicitly or implicitly, because he recognized in his natural blindness that there was something different between this son of a woman and all the other sons that have come into the world born of woman, that this man was different. And so he at least implicitly recognized that the divine maternity of the mother, for he clearly declares in his blindness that the one who is before him, who he cannot see with his fleshly senses, is truly the Lord, and that from the Lord he wants to see. And so he recognizes the difference in this child, and hence he glorifies the mother. And so we too, if we are to persevere in the mercy of God, must turn to the one whom he has entrusted and given the entire dispensation of mercy, that is, his most holy and blessed mother, so that mercy may be dispensed to all souls at all times until the end of the world, so that all of us may receive that power, that grace, to sin no more, and in doing so, come to imitate her who is the faithful woman, always serving God, always doing the will of God. And so let us strive each and every moment of our lives to praise the Lord as this man does in today's gospel. And in doing so, we will show the inhabitants of the modern Jericho the power that flows from him. Indeed, all of the crowd wanted to be associated with the Lord, not because they wanted to receive his mercy until the blind man pointed it out to him, but there was some type of political advantage to be gained by being associated with Jesus Christ. And so they simply wanted to be in his presence in order to be recognized and gained some advantage. The man who was blind only wanted one advantage: the faith that he came to give and the grace to persevere in that faith until the end of time. And that is most especially possible to us because we have a mother who constantly takes care of us, constantly is seeking to nurture us in the life of faith, so that we may grow in our love of God, grow in our knowledge of God, and grow in our serving of God each and every moment that we have in this life, so that every moment we have may truly become a blessed moment, because it is a moment in which we adore and honor the God from whom all goodness comes, in order that we may receive from him that goodness that cannot be taken away from us when we are united with him forever in all eternity.